second-round pick wide receiver Jordan Matthews came into training camp with all eyes on him. He had a very successful college career for Vanderbilt, where he led the SEC in receptions and receiving yards. He also received All-America and first-team All-SEC honors during both his junior and senior year. He credits his time in the SEC for preparing him for the NFL, and he also sets very high standards for himself.
At the end of the day, if I can go out there and catch the ball and then make things happen, I feel like, you know, that's one thing that I can rest easy at night about. The other part about that, though, is handling the mental aspect, making sure I remember all the plays, you know, really got to cut down on the MAs. That's part of learning. I know each day I want to continue to go back and look at my playbook, go to my iPad and figure out what I did wrong, just trying to improve on that. I know the mental part is going to come, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make plays for the team. That's just who I am. That's just my standard. You know, maybe people will look at it and say, oh, he's working extremely hard, but I think everybody here works hard. People just have different ways of showing it. You know, if I don't catch the ball and run out the play, then I can't rest easy at night. You know, I can't lay my head on my pillow and know that I gave my best. So that's just who I am. That's the standard that I have for myself, and that's just going to be the way I continue to practice and play each day.
Offensive coordinator Pat Shurm is thrilled by all the great attributes that he sees in the wide receiver.
Well, I think he can play anywhere. I mean, he can play outside, inside. But as a slot receiver, he's got size. He's good against bump and run coverage. His spatial awareness is good. You know, there's different combinations of things that can happen when you're inside as opposed to outside. And he kind of has a good feel for that. And you've seen throughout the camp, he's been able to get open and make plays. And then the other advantage is he's young and he's got courage. And so he can run around in there and catch the ball with people around him. And I think that's important.
Matthews will be sure to see a lot of playing time for their first preseason game this Friday at Chicago.